Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
The highlight of Independence Day celebrations in our area, of course, the fireworks, especially the show put on by Macy's. The display will be over the East River again this year.
As usual, the NYPD will be out in force to protect spectators at the 46th annual event, counterterrorism chief Martine Matarazzo.
Spectators can expect to see a large counterterrorism presence as they enter the many access points that will be set up in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens.
There will also be plainclothes officers and patrols from the water and sky, as well as other measures.
We'll be using sand trucks, police blocker vehicles, concrete block to fortify the access points and to prevent unauthorized vehicles from entering the area.
And a warning, no large bags and no drones. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds News.
1010 Winds is the official radio station of the Macy's Fireworks Spectacular and the only place to hear the fireworks soundtrack. Another local tradition on this 4th of July, the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest at Coney Island. And the favorite has won again.
After eating 63 hot dogs, Joey Chestnut is again a winner, making this his 15th win of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
I feel like I should have eaten more hot dogs.
But he ate enough, but not enough to beat his own record of 76. He apologized to the crowd.
They were really pushing me. They wanted to see me make a run at the record.
Mickey Sudo, the favorite to win, did not disappoint, retaking her title as champion after taking last year off to give birth to her son, Max.
Yeah, it's been way too long since I've eaten hot dogs in front of a crowd.
Darius Razzius, 1010 Winds in Coney Island.
Some of Chestnut's fans were a little worried when he limped into Hudson Yards this morning for the official weigh-in before the hot dog eating contest. Sporting a black cast under his right knee, he said he had ruptured a tendon. He walked with the help of crutches, but he never disclosed what caused that injury, saying, "Only let life happen." Chestnut did note that he'd love to go head-to-head with Tom Brady in an eating contest. He says it would be awesome, no matter what the food. Another pandemic rule is about to go by the wayside. Starting tomorrow, the old alternate side of the street parking rules are back in effect full force. Former New York City Traffic Commissioner Sam Schwartz tells 1010 Winds it had to happen.
Traffic is going to get a little bit worse, but we need those streets to be clean. The rats have been having a field day out there.
Schwartz predicts a lot of parking tickets and towed cars later this week. A party at a Queens catering hall on Saturday night ended with a deadly stabbing. The victim is identified as 32-year-old Roberto Figueroa of Corona Avenue. Three men are charged with assault and gang assault so far. They are 24-year-old Marlon Sanchez, 20-year-old Johan Ortiz, and 36-year-old Ivan Ortiz. A 32-year-old woman was slashed in the arm. People pay a lot to see a Yankees game, but would you trade your blood for a pair of tickets? That's the deal. The Yankees are teaming up with the New York Blood Center on Wednesday, offering two tickets to the first 250 donors. The drive will take place at Gate 4 at the stadium from 11 to 8. You can make an appointment by calling 800-933-2566. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker has issued a challenge to America.
From July 4th to Labor Day, I'm giving up sugar, all added sugar in drinks and foods. I want to see what it does to my body, and I know what it's going to do to the scale. So join me if you would like, or follow along with me at CoryBooker.com. Sign up there for this challenge. Let's give up the stuff that's weighing us down.
He laid down the challenge on Twitter. He said he's been running for almost 7 months, but his weight still goes up and down. He says you can't outrun a bag of Oreos or a late-night pint of ice cream. Two Long Island beaches that were closed yesterday are open now. Smith Point Beach and Cupsog Beach were cleared after a lifeguard was nipped by a shark yesterday. That happened in the morning during a training exercise. He sustained injuries to his chest and right hand and needed some stitches.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.